Welcome to Women's Cricket Worldwide, the official podcast of Cricket Without Borders. My name is Ken Jacobs, and over the coming weeks, I look forward to bringing you some wonderful interviews with people involved in women's cricket, both locally and from around the world. Well, it's my pleasure this morning to welcome Banafsha Hashimi to Cricket Without Borders podcast. And Banafsha has a connection with Cricket Without Borders because she toured with us to Fiji last year and was a very, very popular member of our team. But more importantly, I'd just like to talk to Banafsha a little bit about her background and what she's doing now. She fled Afghanistan, her home country, in September 2021 with other members of her family and other Afghani players. But firstly, we'll get into that in a little bit more detail. But Banafsha, welcome and thank you very much for joining me.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Now, Banafsha, you're one of eight children, and I understand that you started your cricket or your love for the game of cricket when you were only 5 years of age. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm one of the eight. So I'm the middle of eight children of my parents. And I started about when I was 5 years old, and I can't even hold the bat. Because the bat was same height like me. And sometimes it was really funny. And some boys like take advantage of that and hurt me with the balls. But yes, I started in 5 years old.
And what attracted you to the game of cricket? Why did you want to play cricket?
So it was, I'm not quite sure. It was, I think, 2009 or 2008, between these years. So Afghanistan had some competition with the people. I think it was Asia Cup and something. I'm not really quite sure because I was really young. And they played really well. And I like Hamid Hassan's performance. And he is my best and favorite player in the cricket team as well. After that, I said, oh, I really want to play cricket. I want to play cricket and nothing can stop me. But I was wrong. My family stopped me from cricket when I get to 11 years old.
And Banafsha, when you left your country, you were one of 25 contracted players, with the Afghani Cricket Board.
Yes, there was between that much player with the contract and also our management spot, like management people who manage the everything, like training stuff, including the end coach. Our one coach is there as well. They get out with us.
And that must have been a very difficult time in your life for you and your family.
It was really difficult. Like, we had to get off from house at least 3 o'clock and then started January. Is that like at 3 o'clock in the morning, not in the daytime, if afternoon? It was like a dark, and there was like a lots of people, Taliban, like they're checking around because they was took over our country for new and starting, and they was controlling every areas, and there was lots of checkpoints as well on the way to the border, like a Turkham. So it was a really tough time, and they holding guns and stuff, and whenever they allowed you to go, they like punch or slap car, like you can go, but it was really rude. So I don't want to remember that time again because it was one of the toughest time, and I went to depression because of this case, the Taliban.
And there were, as I understand, there were a number of people from Australia who assisted you and your family to come to Australia. So when you left Afghanistan, where did you have to go to then before you ended up in here in Australia?
Yeah, there was lots of people, especially who helped us a lot. That's including Emma, Olivia, Mel Jones, Catherine Ode, where you already had a two postcode with them, I think. I'm not pronouncing that really good. So you guys have done two talking with them as well. So there was first people was emailed me and texted me was Mel Jones and Catherine Ode. So after we crossed the border, there was already staff to settle like a hotel. They already organized hotel cars to get into the hotel and do some stuff for COVID-19 because it was COVID time and NBC stuff. So it was already organized by Australian government and we didn't struggle with anything. It's nothing for sure. We didn't struggle with anything because they were really organized.
And was your destination always to try and come to Australia, or prior to leaving Afghanistan, did you have other countries that you thought that you may try to go to?
Some friend told me you're an idiot because I got some chances to go to a few other countries as well, but with my family, not with my team. Especially America, because my dad was used to work with a special army, like special force,
yes.
American army. And then also one of my friend and my coach, Sanamir, she's not my friend, she was my coach. So she told me, Dad, you can come to Pakistan and we can help you to live here. And then after that, I got one email from Canada. And then also, it was once I received one call for Dubai ICC as well. They including they told me we are in Dubai and you can't come here. So, but I didn't choose that because there was no one there. Like everyone's gone. Someone's go to my son manager go to Canada and America, and it was just me who has a contact with the ICC. And I thought, if I get selfish, then my team will say, oh, Banafsha, you got selfish. Now we are in trouble. When we was enjoying cricket, we was together. And now when that time you need to help me and you just gone out, then I just think with myself and I thought with myself and I told myself that I can't do that. I think I have to wait for a good chance. And the good chance was in a 25th of August 2021, I got one email and one voice message and WhatsApp from Mel Jones and Catherine Ode. And that was a really lucky charm. But I was still thinking, are they a right person or not? Look at that. In that time, I was thinking, in my mind was too much things. And I was asking for myself, oh, Banafsha, maybe they will help, maybe they not. They will use your information against and sort of stuff. I was like very confused. But after I see Mel Jones' picture, because to be honest, I really don't watch cricket much because there is not lots of electricity in Afghanistan. We don't have a lot of lights to watch cricket. But after when I asked from my few friends, they say, oh, she was played for Australia team, so you can trust them. Then after I started.
There's a little bit of irony in this. Oh, yeah. Because Mel, of course, was instrumental in helping Claire Cannon start Cricket Without Borders, and then to see some years later that you played with Cricket Without Borders is wonderful, because that's what it's all about giving young women the opportunity to play and to experience other cultures and so forth. Now, if you don't mind me saying so, you may be sort of short in stature physically, but I understand that you have a nickname called, and correct my pronunciation if I'm correct, Choti Shaitan, yeah. Little Devil.
Chota Shaitan. So Chota Shaitan, it's in Hindi, I told you that's a difficult meaning, like a cheeky person, but in English, that's the devil, which is devil. So in Hindi, that's mean cheeky and funny things. You're doing funny things and funny stuff. So because usually I can't control whatever I'm doing. Like I usually make people laugh, and I'm trying to give fun to them, not pressure that you must play that really good, because no one's perfect, and life is all about making fun and enjoy your life, I think. So I'm just doing that, and they made me cherish it because it's me, like, I'm a cheeky person. Not that I'm devil, actually. I'm not devil, actually. not real devil, trust me.
But Asha, you're now enjoying life in Canberra, in the Australian Capital Territory, and you're playing some cricket?
Yeah, I do. I live in Canberra, and I'm playing with the Western Cricket team, which is, I'm really happy to choose that team because they are giving lots of opportunity to girls as well. So I'm really happy to choose that team.
And you've also reconnected with Chelsea Moscrypt, who was our coach in Fiji, but is now working for Cricket ACT and living in.
And the other good news, she's also a coach of me here in Canberra.
Yeah.
She's my coach here as well, and she is coaching me every Wednesday. She putting too much effort on us, and I'm really thankful of her. And she's not just a coach of me, she's a really good friend with me as well. And I think I can say, if I stuck in something, if I got any problem, I can call straight away to her and ask, hey, mate, can you help me? And I'm really sure she'll say, oh, yes, Benny, what's wrong? That's usually our conversation between me and her.
Oh, that's lovely. So what is it about cricket to you, Banasha, that you enjoy and you get so much joy from the game of cricket? I know that, but what is it about cricket that you enjoy so much?
I tell that in all my speech, like with other people as well. So I don't think so. The cricket is just fun for me, or just a game or sport for me. If I'm not playing, that's mean I'm missing something in my body or in my life. There's like a salt in a dish. So it's something like that for me. I can't even live without cricket. And cricket is not a sport for me. It's my life. I really love cricket.
I can tell that you certainly love cricket. Your passion is for the game is just wonderful. And outside of cricket, you're studying?
Yeah, I'm studying. I finished my Cert 2 of English, and this year I'm just planning to go to year 12 and study year 12. And after that, I'm planning to go to uni as well. And I already decided what to study. I will study sport management, because if I got fun from sport, then maybe management will be better than other sport or other skills.
That's terrific. I mean, and I've got no doubt that you'll succeed too, given your drive and determination. And along those lines, I understand that you also have an ambition to try your hand at a couple of other sports as well.
Yeah. So I will start boxing in January. Not for punching people, just for fun or defense, because sometimes we need some defense as well. And also, in the off season of cricket, I will start rugby or AFL. I'm just thinking about these two at the moment.
And why rugby or AFL? Why those? Why are you looking at those sports?
I like AFL because there's too much running, and that's all about ball as well. And rugby, I'm not quite sure about it. Sorry, I'm telling rugby. It's a handball, not rugby. I don't know rugby either. Handball. Handball.
Banasha, the other members of your family, are they also in Canberra with you?
So I'm living with my 9 family member. So my mom and including my brother and sister.
And the other members of the Afghani women's cricket team who came from Australia, are they all in Canberra, or are they some in Melbourne as well?
So they, nine of us here and other are in Melbourne, and we do, I think two of them in Brisbane and two of them in Sydney. It's like something. They're everywhere of Australia.
And are they playing cricket? Do you know? Are they playing cricket in local competition?
Yeah, they do. In Melbourne, they had their own team, with the Afghan, I'm not really sure, Afghan women, something like that. I'm not quite sure about that because it was really before. And they used to play same like us. They have same opportunity like us. They're playing when they want.
And, Vanasha, without going back too much in time, but that did you ever believe that if you stayed in Afghanistan before the Taliban returned, did you have an ambition to represent your country in an ICC event, a world event?
So before Taliban came, we had some plannings, like playing with the Women Zimbabwe and one other team, I forgot the name. That way we had a rush to make a game passport and everything was ready. But in the end, they just informed us to no, you can't travel. And they cancelled that because they know Taliban will come, and maybe, I'm not really sure, they cancelled that in 2021. So I had no idea about that.
And you're, as I said before, you're a very determined young lady. What would be your advice, Vanasha, to any young woman who was looking to pursue her dream to play a sport or represent her country or her state and has a few obstacles in the way? What would be your advice to young people who are striving to achieve their eventual outcome of representing their country or their state or even their club?
Yeah, so in my opinion, everyone, if they have an opportunity, they need to go without thinking about, are they good player or bad player? Are they doing well or not? If you, at least when you got a fun, and you have a fun, and that's enough, I think. If it's make you happy, then go for it. Don't think about other things and use opportunities, because small opportunities make people really strong and confident, and they can have a big opportunities as well. So I use small opportunity, and now they're giving me a big opportunities. Also, including I'm playing with the Sydney Uni as well in second grade. So, look, so I have.
Are you playing with a couple of clubs? Are you?
I'm playing with the Sydney Uni, second grade, and second grade women's of Canberra.
Oh, that's terrific! You're very busy.
So that's why I'm telling. Use small opportunity, then think about big opportunity and get that. Start with a small step.
Absolutely.
Start with a small step and it will be fine. I know in the life you will struggle. You will find something like big rock in your way, but don't scare. Just go. You will. Of course, there is like you can do it. One day you can make it.
Terrific. That's wonderful words to I won't hold you up because I know you're very busy and you've got things to do.
Yeah, I'm playing match. I'm in my cricket game today.
But I really, really appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us. And I'm sure everyone who's listening to this podcast will certainly will have enjoyed the conversation with you and the your wisdom and your advice to other young women who perhaps think they're facing difficulties in their life and their sport, but boy, no one's faced them such as you and other young Afghani women, and all credit to you. Thank you very much once again for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, and I need to say apologize for my wrong grammar because I was late to this Zoom call, so that's why I was rushed. So thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. No need to apologize, Panasha. And hello to whoever that is. Just
that's my younger brother. He said, like, can I say hello to him?
Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you? Are you a cricketer too?
I think you can't hear that here.
Is he a batter or a bowler?
He is the right arm bowler and batter. He's a launder. He's
terrific. Lovely to meet you.
So he usually got 3 fours or 4 fours if he is batting. He's really clever
in
batting stuff.
Maybe he can come on a tour and quit with our borders too, Banasha.
I'm just glad. I was thinking if I have a chance, I'm really happy to have that chance as well.
Let's hope for some stage in the future. So,
sorry, I have one question. So I didn't register my name yet. If I do that now, it will be okay?
That's okay, Banasha. That's fine, yes.
I will do that. I will do that tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us once again. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you very much for tuning in to another episode of our Cricket Without Borders podcast. Please make sure you follow the show in your podcast app so that you don't miss an episode. Or please follow us on social media or on our website www.cricketwithoutborders.com.au. Thank you, and look forward to tuning in for our next episode.